Welcome to I Can Start. This is the show about one issue, five questions. What is it? Why does it matter? Who does it affect? What are the key concepts I must know about it? How can I learn more?
Produced by the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers.
ICANN.
One world.
One Internet.
Everybody connected.
All around the world.
Welcome. I'm Michelle Jordan. We recorded this edition of START at ICANN's headquarters in Marina Del Rey, California. Our last edition of START was about the new GTLD program. And this edition is about a specific element of that program called applicant support. What is applicant support and why does it matter? Let's find out. Joining us now is ICANN's program manager for the applicant support program, Dennis Chang. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
In our last edition of START, we talked about new GTLDs, what they are, why they matter, how much they cost. So today, I'd like to talk to you about another important part of the program. It's the applicant support program. Tell us, what exactly is that?
Applicant support is a program targeted at helping the applicants in various ways, both financially and non-financially.
So the goal of the program is to try and be as inclusive as possible, helping developing economies.
Yes, we want to make the GTLD accessible to everyone. So we recognize that in a lot of the companies or nonprofit organizations or community-based organizations, really it's difficult for them to raise capital for the evaluation fee. So as part of the program, we have what we call financial assistance, where you can apply as an applicant support applicant and reduce the application evaluation fee from $185,000 to $47,000.
That's a pretty significant savings.
It is.
That's really great. Is that the only part of the applicant support program, or are there other elements to it?
We talk about the applicant support program in three components. We talked about the financial assistance, but there's also what we call the third-party peer-to-peer pro bono services. That is people helping one another, where if you are seeking various supports, you know, whether you are inexperienced in this business, so you want help doing the application or filling out the forms, or you want to learn more about registry, you want some legal help, but not necessarily have the means to pay for those support, you can come on to the ICANN applicant support website, and there is a place where you can ask for support and register your name. And we maintain a directory where we list you as a part of the people who are seeking support for pro bono services. And on the counterpart, if you happen to have some skills that you want to offer at pro bono, you may also contact ICANN, and in a similar manner, we will maintain a directory of organizations or individuals who's offering different types of support for pro bono. And currently, we have about a dozen seekers and offerers listed on our website.
So if I'm an applicant and I need a little help, I just go to the website and there's a form that I can fill out to have my name listed. And is there a way for me to also see what organizations are offering support?
Yes, that's correct. There is a list with names, contact information, and where they're located, and also what type of services they may be providing for pro bono.
The goal of this site is simply to connect people. Is ICANN involved in making that connection at all?
No, ICANN is not specifically. ICANN's part in this is to provide the directory and maintain the directory so the third parties can reach each other. ICANN is not here to endorse anyone or qualify anyone in that process.
Okay. And you mentioned there was a third aspect of the program.
Yes, third aspect of the program is what we call the Applicant Support Fund. Basically, we have a financial assistance program where we're providing reduction of fees to applicants. That has started with Applicant Support Fund where ICANN Board of Directors has decided to initiate that with a $2 million seed funding.
That's great.
Yes. From that point, it's our intention to see if we can build some sort of a structure where third party outside of ICANN may also contribute to that fund.
With a $2 million seed fund and having the evaluation fee reduced to $47,000, how many applicants can we help with just the $2
million? With a $2 million, we can help up to 14 applicants. So the way that would work is once we have a collection of applications, we're going to have an independent panel, and we're calling them SARP, Support Applicant Review Panel. It's a voluntary panel, and they will be looking at the application and judging the application based on three criteria and making a decision on which applications should be getting the reduced fee.
So if I'm an applicant and I want to apply for a new GTLD, but I need support, how do I apply?
You go on the website, first of all, right? On the ICANN website where the new GTLD application is submitted. So first you have to register. And then after you register, you start filling out the application for your new GTLD. And in the process, you'll come across a page where you'll be asked, would you like to be considered for applicant support? And if you do, then you check that box. You will be asked to provide a couple more follow-up forms, both public information and confidential information, and those are designed specifically to answer those criteria for financial assistance.
Okay, if I want to apply for assistance, I go to the new GTLD website and I go to TAS, which is the TLD application system, just as if I was going to apply without requesting assistance. And
exactly.
It's through that system that you would apply for financial assistance as well. Is there anywhere that I can go to see what type of questions, what the form looks like?
Yes, on the ICANN website, if you go to the new GTLD microsite, there's also a link for applicants. And once you get there, this whole program is described. And one of the links that's provided there is called the Applicant Support Handbook. That's a 20-page document with all the details that you need, including the criteria and the rating system for you to very carefully consider before you apply for the applicant support.
Okay, so you say there are three criteria that applicants have to meet. So what are those criteria?
Number one, public interest. You have to demonstrate that your new GTLD that you are requesting is going to serve the public in some way. Number two is financial need, that you may be able to spend $47,000, raise that capital, but you are not able to raise the entire $185,000 for evaluation fee. And the third, once you get the evaluation fee reduced and if you get the GTLD, then you need to demonstrate that you could carry on the new registry business.
You have to demonstrate that you need assistance, but that you also have the financial wherewithal to actually run the TLD.
That's
registry.
Correct. That's correct.
Okay.
This is something that the board, obviously, and the community recognize, that while in developing economies, they may be able to run a business in a very small budget. $185,000 for evaluation fee is something they may not be able to raise.
So the first criteria was they need to be running their TLD as a public interest TLD. So what exactly does that mean?
You need to show that your new GTLD is going to serve the public in some way.
Okay.
So as an example, it's going to serve a community-based project or some distinctive cultural, linguistics, or ethical communities, or you are applying for a new GTLD that's going to serve the underserved language where the present internet has been limited, and maybe you are opening up a new GTLD business in a developing economy, or you are running a nonprofit organization, and that sort of stuff.
Is there anybody who can't apply?
Yeah, if you are part of the government, you may not apply.
What if I'm a big brand? Can I apply?
You are not necessarily disqualified if you have a trademark, because your trademark may be representing a community.
What happens if I apply and I don't meet the criteria?
This is a very important point, Michelle. I need to be very clear with potential applicants. If you do not score enough, you do not qualify per the criteria, not only will you not be awarded the financial assistance, but your application toward the GTLD is stopped at that point. You are not going to get the GTLD at all.
You don't just not qualify for assistance. You're out of the entire program?
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a severe penalty, we realize, but that's the rule for now.
So how are the applications for support going to be evaluated?
The applications will be evaluated by a volunteer panel, Support Applicant Review Panel, otherwise known as SARP. We have announced a request for expression of interest from potential panel members, and we're accepting the expression of interest right now. What we're asking is for the community members, or even outside of community members, who has experience in reviewing business plans or has experience in maybe working in developing economies or evaluating grants and maybe making grant awards. So diverse qualifications and experiences. We would like volunteers to come together and build a panel, and that volunteer panel will be evaluating the applications for financial assistance based on the criteria that we mentioned before.
And if someone wants to volunteer for this panel, how would they do that?
There is a email address. It's called sarp-eoi@icann.org. And what you would need to do is send in your resume and answer a dozen questions. And it's fairly simple. It would probably take you less than 30 minutes. So we're welcoming everyone to apply for this volunteer opportunity. It should be a good experience for the volunteers, and applications will be received from many different locations we're expecting. And you will be working with people who have very interesting backgrounds and experiences. We are anticipating the work level to be about 3 to 5 hours at the most. So it's not going to be too burdensome.
Per day, per week?
Per week.
So it also sounds like a pretty cool way to get in on, you know, the evolution of the internet and really help sort of bridge the digital divide, helping these developing economies set up new TLD registries.
You're so right, Michelle. We're pretty excited about this program. Applicant Support Program is a unique opportunity for the people involved, both from the ICANN and the community, to really try to do a little more in terms of helping the remote regions where they do need a little help.
It looks like that people can submit their resumes and expressions of interest to be on SARP through March 31st. Is that correct?
That's correct. We are accepting applications till the end of March, and we have designed that deadline to ensure that we include the Costa Rica session, where this program will be discussed and presented. So those of you who can make it to that session, join in to help us.
So if I apply for applicant support for the financial assistance, when will I know if I get it?
So this is a good question. When you submit your application, you'll be asked to pay $47,000, and your application is then submitted for the financial assistance evaluation. So instead of your application going to the initial evaluation with the rest of the application, your application now goes to the SARP, the volunteer panel, so that it can be evaluated for financial assistance first. That duration is about 5 months, and it parallels the first batch of the initial evaluation with the other applications. So along the way, if you happen to disqualify, then we will try to let you know as quickly as possible. And we are hoping that no one will disqualify because, you know, as an applicant, you would be very careful in making sure that you have the score before you submit your application.
Because if you disqualify, you're disqualified from the whole program.
Exactly. Yeah, so we don't want that to happen, not one application.
So what happens if I apply, I meet the minimum threshold in scoring, I could, in theory, receive support, but I don't for some reason?
Okay, so this is a real scenario. If we have applicants who qualify based on our rating system, but we have more than our initial fund of $2 million can afford, then you are qualified but no grants are available. This is an unfortunate case, but this could happen. So in that case, we give you the option. One, you may at that time find funding on your own and continue the application, or you could ask for a refund, and we'll give you a refund of $42,000.
So $5,000 is non-refundable.
Yes, $5,000 for registration is non-refundable.
Okay.
Now, let me answer your first question of when you will know. If you're disqualified at any time in the process, you would be notified. But if you are qualified, that time would be around November of 2012.
When I would find out if I qualified.
Right.
Okay.
And at that time, you'll also find out whether you're qualified and will be receiving financial assistance or not.
I want to make sure I get this straight. So if I apply for a new GTLD and financial assistance, I submit my application that has the financial assistance forms with it, and at that point, I have to pay the $47,000.
That's correct.
Okay. And so then if I find out that I don't make it, I'm out of the program altogether, but I can get $42,000 back as a refund.
When you say you don't make it,
if I don't qualify.
If you do not qualify, then you may not get the $42,000. You could, but you may not. If SARP reasonably believes there was willful gaming that went on, then you could be denied any refund.
All right. But if I do meet the minimum threshold, but I don't get the funding, then I can either come up with the rest of the money myself. And then there's also other opportunities available to me through the pro bono services.
Yes, but as far as the evaluation fee is concerned, you have to make a decision. If you do not have funds at that point, then you will need to get a refund and try again later. As I mentioned before, we have this program called the Applicant Support Fund, where we are going to be adding to the $2 million with third-party donation, hopefully, if that program is launched in time and we are able to raise more money, then it will not be a $2 million cutoff, but you could potentially qualify more applicants.
Was anything ever established about staggered payments?
Yes, there is a staggered payment option we are providing to those who at the time of qualification, but you don't have the award and you choose to self-fund. You don't have to come up with the rest of the funds immediately. There is a schedule where you have to come up with funds in a staggered manner. So there is a table of staggered payment in the handbook where you can look that up.
Okay. How do you decide who gets the funds and who doesn't?
It's the SARP who decides. And SARP decides based on the criteria. And the criteria is a rating system where for each question, each criteria, you get either a 0 point or 1 point or sometimes 2 points. So when you add up the points, each application is going to score a total points. So SARP not only qualifies you, but they will rank the applicants. So based on that ranking, they will start to issue awards from the highest rank and the follows. The details of the scoring is in the handbook. Yeah.
So what if two applicants for support tie?
And that could happen, right? Because it's a numerical system.
Yeah.
The evaluation panel has the duty to still come up with a ranking looking at the criteria. And you will notice that rating system that public interest is the heaviest weight in evaluation. So we're really emphasizing those applicants who are interested in serving the public, and that is the main purpose of this program.
Where do I go if I want to get more information about this program?
Please start with the GTLD website. For general program question, you would go to the customer service site where you enter your questions. That's just like any other question that you would have for the new GTLD.
Okay.
If you have specific questions for pro bono, then there is a separate website where you can enter your information for third-party peer-to-peer pro bono services. And one of the documents is on the website is a PowerPoint presentation for the program. It's called the Applicant Support Program Overview, which is a good document for you to maybe start with because that gives you the high-level view of the program.
Okay, so the new GTLD website is newgtlds.icann.org, and that's where all the information can be found, under the Applicants tab, I believe.
Exactly. And we welcome you to inform as many potential applicants as possible so they can go ahead and submit. We want to help them as much as we can to get the benefits of this program.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today, Dennis.
You're welcome, Michelle.
We recorded this episode of ICANN Start in 2011 under a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved. Ending theme music by Mikey O'Connor. ICANN Start is an educational service from the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN. One world, one Internet.